My guest is Patty Krug. She is director of Taylor County Health Department. And once again, our topic is COVID. It feels like it just keeps going on and on. Patty, if you would please, what are you seeing right now day to day?
All right. Thank you, Pat, for having me. I do want to tell the citizens of Taylor County that we have an extreme surge of COVID positive cases. Over the weekend, in 48 hours, we had 75 new positive cases. I am going to tell you, as of today, in the last 12 hours, we have today alone 78 new positive cases.
So this is Tuesday, November 17th.
Correct.
78 new cases.
Correct, just today alone. So what I want to tell the citizens is the following individuals are asking you to do the following steps to stop the spread, take action, and stop the spread in our community. The following individuals: Jim Metz, Executive Committee Chair of the Taylor County Board of Supervisors. Chuck Zenner, First Vice Chair, Taylor County Board of Supervisors. Scott Mildebrand, Second Vice Chair, Taylor County Board of Supervisors. Tim Hansen, Board of Health Committee Chair. Courtney Groff, Taylor County Corporation Counsel. Christy Telesi, Taylor County District Attorney. Judge Ann Knox Bauer. Larry Wobeking, Taylor County Sheriff, and myself, Taylor County Health Department. Taylor County has seen an increase in positive cases resulting in increased COVID-related hospitalizations and deaths. This increase in cases severely limits the Taylor County Health Department's ability to contact all those affected by this virus and contain the spread of the virus. In response to the surge of cases, our local hospital, long-term care facilities are beginning to have staffing challenges. To stop the uncontrolled spread of this virus, everyone is being asked to take action now. We, the undersigned as listed, are asking you to take the following steps to help us protect the health of our citizens of Taylor County. Wear a face covering unless you are unable to wear one for medical reasons. Maintain a physical distance of at least 6 feet from people with whom you do not live. Reconsider gathering indoors with people who do not live in your household. Limit outdoor gatherings to 10 people or fewer, physically distance, and wear face coverings. Wash your hands frequently or use hand sanitizer. Check daily for symptoms. Stay home if you are sick. Do not get yourself tested and or have your children tested because they're symptomatic and then go to work or to school. If symptomatic, call your healthcare provider, get a test, and stay home to await results. Answer the phone when the health department calls if you tested positive or are a close contact. Be truthful with them about your close contacts. Don't be the cause of the spread of this disease. Be the person who helps stop the spread. Business and community organizations are being asked to protect employees and customers. Promote cloth face coverings. Create spaces that maintain a physical distance of at least 6 feet between people. Limit the number of people indoors. If you have a place of business, look at leaving the capacity of at least 25% or less. Move meetings and gatherings to virtual. Encourage delivery and carry out and curbside options. Consider postponing events. I want to tell the citizens of Taylor County, with the 78 positives today, we are getting to them as fast as we can. We are trying to get a hold of all of the close contacts. With our capacity and the amount of staff we have, we may not get to you till tomorrow. We understand you might be anxious. We are trying to reach everyone as soon as we can, and I apologize. You are going to have some patience with the health department. We are doing the best that we can. I hear from people Well, it was just a little cold. I had mild symptoms. I want you to understand, we've had 5 deaths in the last week. We have people who are sitting in hospitals right now. We have people, because there are no beds open anywhere, we have people that are being transferred to Madison because that is the only bed that is open that can accept the patient. We are taking our loved ones and having them to go somewhere else outside of the area, 2 to 3 hours away potentially, where you will not be able to see them or get into the hospital. We have people who are being sent home on oxygen who are seen in the emergency room because our beds are full. You are straining our healthcare system by not being truthful, not staying home when you're sick. Let's start protecting each other. I'm not asking you to live in fear, but I'm asking you to face reality. This is an illness. This illness is causing people to die in our own community. This illness is causing people to be hospitalized. And congratulations if you are one of the few people who had a few symptoms that just thought it was a common cold. We need to take this serious. This is not a political issue. This is a healthcare issue. You are straining our healthcare system. Public health, long-term care, hospitals, hospice, the CBRS, the group homes, you're straining the staff. We're straining the anxiety. We're straining our school systems. We're straining our local businesses. Please stay home if you are sick. Answer our phone calls so we can protect this community.
Once again, my guest has been Patty Krug. She is director of the Taylor County Health Department. We've been at this 8 months. You know how to protect yourself and those around you. All we're asking is for some cooperation. Yes?
Yes, that's what we're asking for. Hunting season is coming up. Deer camp. We have Thanksgiving holiday coming up. Protect your families. I know people like to get together. This is the hunting season. This is Thanksgiving. But let's be thankful and let's protect our families. If you are to go to somebody's home and you are ill, please consider everybody in your household. We don't know what other medical issues somebody may be dealing with. We don't know what's high risk. We have people who suddenly become ill. Well, I have anecdotal information of people who say, I was fine this morning and 2 hours later it hit me like a freight train. I was down and out. Please, please, I can't emphasize enough. Let's take care of our community. Let's take care of our citizens. Let's help out our healthcare system. We are straining them.
Once again, my guest, Patty Krug. She is director of the Taylor County Health Department. Thanks so much for keeping us updated, Patty, and thanks so much for your hard work.
Thank you.